Hello and welcome to my talk about advanced BPF kernel features for the container age. I'm Daniel Brockman. I work at Isovalent, which is the company behind the Cilium open source project, and I also co-maintain eBPF in the Linux kernel. So first of all, I want to bust some myths around eBPF. We talk about eBPF a lot in the networking context, in the tracing context, and also more recently in the security context, but it really is a general purpose execution engine, and I want to stress that here. It is a minimal instruction set architecture, and there are two major design goals around it. The first one is to have as low as possible overhead when we map eBPF instructions to native code, in particular for x86 and for ARM64, so it has been mostly optimized for those two architectures, in order to execute programs as fast as possible. And the second aspect, which is even more important, is it must be verifiable for safety by the Linux kernel when BPF programs get loaded. And that's also why it has to be a more minimal instruction set, so that it is verifiable